Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could certainly do that. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Now, I just wanted to go over, we've gone over this in podcasts past, but I think it's a good idea to bring this up once again, because I just had a phone call the other day that made me think a little bit more about it. And the question had to do with a person got the renewal and on their auto policy, and we're looking for ways to possibly cut costs to reduce their premiums. And the question that was asked was, my vehicle is 10 years old. Do you think it's time to take physical damage off of it or go down to what's known locally around here as PLPD? It's an old term, public liability property damage. And it's basically just covers liability and medical. There would be no coverage to fix the vehicle whatsoever. So around here, I'm not sure other parts of the country, what you may call it. I think in other parts of the country, they call it like one-way insurance. One-way meaning that you would cover the other person, where two-way would cover the other person and yourself. One-way, two-way. So we're looking at PLPD and then quote-unquote full coverage. PLPD would be your liability and medical only, and then the quote-unquote full coverage would include comprehensive collision and possibly roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement. And this is the number one question that I get a lot of the time from clients that are looking to cut costs. Is it time for me to put to reduce coverage on my vehicle? And the answer to that question is there's some more questions that need to be answered. The first question is what's the vehicle worth? You know, you can go on to Edmunds.com, you could go to KBB.com and look up a rough estimate of what your vehicle would be worth. My suggestion would be actually is to go to your local Craigslist listings and see if you can find a similar vehicle to yours, make, model, not necessarily color, but you know, same features and maybe close to mileage as you can. Go on Craigslist and see what pricing is out there for the vehicle. I find that Craigslist tends to be a little bit more accurate than Edmunds and KBB, because with Craigslist we're talking about real world numbers. Edmunds and KBB and a lot of the other ones are kind of like they do calculations or algorithms to determine what a vehicle is worth on the open market. But locally, your local Craigslist, I think, is going to be an excellent resource to see exactly what your vehicle is worth, what somebody may be willing to purchase your vehicle for. More and more nowadays, if people are selling vehicles on their own, they're going to Craigslist. They're putting it on Facebook Marketplace. So, you know, those two options would certainly be a way to check out the true, I say that in quotes, I got air quotes going right now, true value of your vehicle. So what you want to do is determine what is your value, what is your vehicle worth. If your vehicle is worth about $2,000, $2,500, I find that that tends to be the breaking point as far as whether it'd be worth to continue on with the physical damage or possibly reduce or eliminate it altogether. So if you answer to question number one is if your vehicle is worth between $2,000 and $2,500, yeah, that might be a chance to look at what the cost savings would be if we reduced coverage or eliminated physical damage altogether and just went down to PLPD or one-way insurance. The second question I ask, if your vehicle is worth between $2,000 and $2,500, second question that you need to answer is, if that vehicle were to get totaled in an accident tomorrow, how long would it take you to replace it? Do you have money set aside that you can go out and either buy one off Craigslist or put a down payment on another vehicle? Would you be able to get one within a reasonable amount of time? And I say a reasonable amount of time, say 2 to 3 weeks. Realistically, most people, I'm not boxing anybody in, but on average, most people can live without a vehicle for maybe 2 to 3 weeks, getting, you know, hopping on public transportation, asking friends or coworkers for rides, you know, that kind of thing. So realistically, if your vehicle is worth between $2,000 and $2,500, all right, and you can go out and get another vehicle within a 2 to 3 week period, then obviously it's a good chance that it may be time to look at either reducing coverage or eliminating coverage altogether. And now with that, though, there are some caveats to take a look at as well. I just did a quote for a gentleman this morning for coverage on his automobiles. And what he had on his current policy, I did an optional quote. I always tend to do that just so you can see the difference. He had a $500 comprehensive deductible with a glass waiver. Comprehensive, again, if you're new to the program, comprehensive covers fire, lightning, wind, hail, falling objects, flying objects, vandalism, animal damage, in the sense of hitting a deer, that kind of thing. Anything pretty much that doesn't involve another motor vehicle, that's considered comprehensive, or on your policy it may say other than collision. Okay, so he had a $500 deductible with glass waiver, so that means that if he has a broken windshield, that $500 deductible doesn't apply. All right, so he gets quote-unquote free windshield repair. And then he had a $500 standard collision deductible. Now, standard collision, sometimes it's referred to as basic collision. What that means is that $500 deductible applies to at-fault accidents as well as not at-fault accidents. So in a case of a hit and run in a parking lot, that's considered a not at-fault accident. And guess what? You're on the hook for the $500 deductible. If you get into an accident with another vehicle and you have the other vehicle's information, you can go after the other person and have their insurance company pay that $500 deductible. But the downside with a standard collision is the other person has to have liability and medical on their policy, and they also, if you don't know who the other person is, you're on the hook for that $500. So what I did was, is I did the quote as is, as he has it right now, all right? And then I looked at the option of changing his comprehensive or other than collision deductible from the $500 with a glass waiver to a $100 deductible. Now, you'd have to pay $100 for a windshield, but in a case of a deer collision or hail damage or a fire or a theft or vandalism, he would only have that $100 deductible to contend with rather than a $500 deductible. And then as far as the collision, I quoted a $500 broad collision deductible. And basically what that means is that deductible applies to at-fault accidents only. So in the case of a hit and run in a parking lot, that's a not-at-fault accident, that deductible would be waived. As with the standard or a basic collision deductible, you would have to pay that even in not at fault accidents. Now, looking at those two comparisons, I noticed that the pricing between the two in his particular situation was $50 a year more. So by reducing his deductibles, basically, so reducing his comprehensive or other than collision deductible down to 100, and then changing from a $500 standard collision deductible to a $500 broad collision deductible, where that deductible only applies to at-fault accidents, would be an additional $50 a year. All right. My opinion as an insurance agent, and then also personally, because oftentimes I look at these in a personal sense too, is if I were in their shoes, what would I choose? For that $50 more a year, it would be worth it to me to have the lower deductible on comprehensive and then just to have a zero deductible for not at fault accidents. That would be worth the $50 extra a year for me. So we're looking at what? An extra $4 a month, roughly. If you're on a monthly plan. So you're looking at about $4 extra a month to have that lower deductible on your comprehensive rather than collision, and then to have that option with the broad collision for not at fault accidents, having that deductible waived. When you're looking at reducing coverage, again, if you're looking to just reduce coverage on your vehicle because it's older, it may be getting a little bit of rusty, it's just not something that you feel is worth having the quote-unquote full coverage on. When you look at the different options as far as going to maybe a limited collision again is covering not at-fault accidents only, and like eliminating physical damage altogether, if the savings is only going to be like maybe $100 or $200 every 6 months, you may want to reconsider reducing that coverage or eliminating it altogether. But unless, again, you're in the situation where you can go out and replace your vehicle in 2 to 3 weeks, where you have money set aside that you can do that. I recommend that if the vehicle is worth $2,000 to $2,500, but you would be in dire straits and could not get a vehicle right away, I would recommend leaving physical damage on it, okay? Even if it means in case of an accident, you're only going to get like $1,000 for the vehicle. Well, that $1,000 you can use to buy a halfway decent running vehicle off Craigslist. You know, in the meantime, while you're saving up to get another vehicle, just have something that'll get you back and forth to work and to the grocery store. Or you can use that $1,000 to put as a down payment on another vehicle. You know, a lot of the dealerships around here, their minimum down payment in a lot of situations is $1,000. So that's something definitely to consider. So if you've got a vehicle that's only worth $2,000, $2,500, and you can't afford to replace it right away, you're better off having the physical damage and paying the little bit extra each month in order to do that. But again, if it's $2,500 or less and you can replace it right away, take a look at what it would cost to reduce your coverages rather than eliminate them altogether. Because you may find that in certain cases, to eliminate physical damage on the vehicle is only going to save you $100 or $200 every 6 months. You know, and if your vehicle's worth $2,500, it may be worth it to keep that physical damage on there, because the savings just really doesn't generate the need or the benefit of reducing or eliminating that coverage. So it's something that you really, really need to consider when it comes to changing your coverage on your vehicle. So I hope this was helpful for you. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, smartphone, or tablet. I got it down. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsurer.us, and that's mvpinsure.us. You want to send an email too, you can do that, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance and some things that in the realm of having to do with insurance keep you and your family safe around your home and around the globe. So until next time, this is Matt, and I hope you have a very safe and happy week. Take care.